Hi everybody, this is my marching on for day, I think it's 22, isn't it? Yeah, 22. And I've had a busy day and done quite a lot of things and helped out with voluntary work and that kind of thing. But that's not what this is about. I'm going to do another topic today. And it's about if you were having a last meal ever, what would it be? Now, Sam and I have had this conversation before. We've done it about all sorts, you know, what you do in your last day and not in a sort of a horribly negative and depressing kind of way, but in a fun way, really.
Yeah.
And personally, because I like food and that, I've found it quite difficult. So I think, yeah, for me, I'd probably have, I'm going to say there's three courses now. So the starter would definitely have to be garlic bread. Because I prefer that to like soup and I don't like prawns and melon's all right, but there's certain melon I don't like either as well. So it'd have to be garlic bread, as weird as that might be. So perhaps maybe, you know, a particular Pizza Express garlic bread, perhaps. If I could have that, it'd be that. Main course. Now, this is a difficult one. Because I enjoy so many main meals. I think as a main meal, it probably have to be a roast meal. I'd say roast chicken, actually, because that's my favourite meal, favourite meat.
Strangely, I find that the blandest.
Do you? Mm. Oh, I like chicken.
Yeah, I find chicken the blandest out of all the meats.
Oh, God.
I like it, but I find it the bland. It can be really dry.
Yeah, it can, but I love chicken, especially when it's, like, got nice gravy and it's, like, or it's in a nice sauce. Okay, chicken we had the other day was nice.
Mm.
So that's definitely not dry. So I'd have roast chicken, roast potatoes. What veg would I have? Oh, I can hear the chip bells outside. Sprouts, definitely. They'd have to be baked because I love baked sprouts and carrots and broccoli, I think. Oh, and maybe some Sweden carrot. So lots of veg. Yeah, I love my vegetables. And then for a dessert, it would have. Oh no, this is difficult as well because there's two. I love anything with custard, and I love fudge cake. So I think fudge cake and custard might be a bit sweet. I think it would have to be. Blackberry and apple crumble and custard. I think that's what I'd have, and then I'd finish off. Because I don't know, maybe this isn't allowed, but I'm going to make it allowed, actually. I finish off with a Tia Maria coffee. A lovely Tia Maria coffee. They're nice. so that's what my meal would be. Now, it's interesting, because I wonder whether that would change over the years. I don't know. But for the moment, and this particular day in question, I think, as in, not the day, but today, my decision is that. So, oddly, garlic bread, roast chicken and potatoes and veg, and crumble and custard.
Mm.
So that's mine. Sam, do you want to do it?
Oh, God.
What would you do?
It's really tough. One of my favourite starters wherever I go out, and you're not going to like this, is garlic mushrooms.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
So it'd have to be garlic mushrooms, but the ones you get in breadcrumbs with a nice garlic dip. Garlic mushrooms is my main course I'm struggling with.
It's hard, isn't it?
Because like you, I love so many. I love so many foods. It's easy to say, what don't you like?
Yeah, it is, isn't it? It's easy to think.
Help. Would mine be a roast?
It's hard.
If I was never going to eat again, I think mine Mine possibly would be a roast. And mine, I think, would be roast lamb.
Oh, that's nice.
I love my favourite. I think my favourite meat for roast lamb.
Ooh.
With lashings and mint sauce.
Oh, lovely.
And roast potatoes. And I know you don't like them, but I'd have roast parsnip.
Oh, fair enough.
And I'd like, I've like lots of veg, like carrots and sprouts and broccoli or cauliflower cheese. A nice gravy. And then for my dessert, now my dessert is easy. My favourite dessert is anything with meringue in it. But I don't mean, I'm not keen on the soft meringue, like lemon meringue pie. I mean like pavlovas. So I would have some sort of fresh fruit pavlova.
Oh.
So I would have a lovely big fresh fruit pavlova. Like, you know, I'd eat so much that I'd feel physically sick later on. And then I wouldn't have Tia Maria in my coffee, but I would finish off with a nice coffee, like a nice latte or something.
Oh, nice. Oh.
So, yes, that would be mine, I think. But I'll probably, we'll probably finish this spoon. I'll probably think, actually, I don't know, I might eat this instead. But
at yeah, the moment, at the moment, it's...
That's what I think I would have. And if, providing my mum was still around, I think the roast lamb would have to be cooked by my mum.
Yeah.
Because I'm sorry, you can't beat your mum's roast.
No, you can't. That is very true.
So it would have to be cooked by my mum.
Oh.
I think.
Yeah, I think my chicken might have to be.
So that's mine.
Oh, nice. Oh, isn't it funny? So if anyone else has got any last meals, then it would be great to hear.
It would.
I was thinking, you know, there's situations where you might have to have a last meal. Even, like, I don't know, it's... When you think about it, I guess some people that are having to have, say, I don't know, really drastic stomach surgery where they might never ever eat again. Yeah. And they have to be fed through a tube.
Yeah.
I don't know what, you know, but that kind of thing.
Yeah.
God, or obviously if you were kind of on death row or whatever, that would be the other one.
I know they usually say to people on death row, sort of in the States and things, they can request what they want to eat. For a last meal.
Yeah. But it's a funny idea really when you think about your last meal, but
yeah.
Yeah. We won't get too philosophical about that for today because it's quite late.
It is.
And yeah, it's a bit of fun really, guys.
Hmm.
So, that's me and we will both, I'm sure, speak to you tomorrow.
Indeed.
Bye for now.
Time to publish.
Yeah.